Tehillim Chuf Dalet, the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Chodesh. It has to be a very long capital, a long Shir Shal Yom that we say on Rosh Chodesh. A lot of it, most of it, is discussing Briyas Olam, many different aspects of the world, when Hashem created it, and how it's in existence today. So we'll go step by step. So it starts at first pasuk, Barki Nafshi Es Hashem, Hashem Elokai Gadaltim Oid, Hoid V'Hadar Levashta. We're now going to recognize and thank Hashem and brachas to Hashem for creating the world and everything with Chachma and with Hashkacha, how Hashem looked out for all of us, all the animals, that Hashem's greatness is not known to us. We can't really comprehend it, but we see a little bit. And then the lashon Hoid V'Hadar. Hoid is like the panini, the innards, and Hadar is the inner of the innards, like the neshama of the neshama, the Malam says. So like we're trying to tap into the koichas of Hashem, which we really can't get to, but we can get a glimpse of it through the creation of the world. Pasuk Bey is Oite Or Kasalma, Noite Shemayim Kairia. So when Hashem created the world, there was Or, there was this light, and it was not put away until the fourth day. So for the first few days, the full light was showing. Then it was put away into the moon and the stars and the sun. That's the Or as opposed to a Meor. The moon and the sun are me'orais, they light up, but they aren't the light itself. The Or was created, but then it was put away. And Hashem then created the Rikia and the Mayim, and that's when the world, the way we know it, came into existence. But it wasn't always like that. It was the Oita Or, we had that Or originally. Then came the Shemayim, then came everything put into its place. Pazik Gimel, Hamakar B'Mayim Ad Liyosav, Hasam Abim Ruchuvay, Hamahalech Al Kan Feruach. Here referring to is the Rikia. In the Rikia, up in Shemayim, there's water, and then there's this boundary where the water doesn't come down, what we call the sky, the Shemayim, the water is being held up there. Then you have the clouds, and it's as if Hashem is riding on the clouds, like the clouds are his chariot. And then you have the Ruach, the wind, which comes and moves these clouds. So that's what's going on up in Shemayim. Part of it we understand and see, and then there's a lot more that we don't understand or see. Pasuk Dalet, Oisem Malacha Ruchais, Misharsav Eish Lohit. You have the clouds that go, and the wind, and the rain comes down through the wind. And then there's like what the Malbim refers to as electri, which is something electric, but meaning through the fire and the clouds, is something going on, something to do with lightning probably. And then there's the Malachim up there taking everything from place to place, and they're serving Hashem. And they're moving the clouds through the wind and the rain from place to place. That's Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Hey, Yosad Eretz Al Mechoneha, Bal Timoit Olam Va'ed. Hashem created like this foundation of the water up above and the land down below, and it will never disappear. Pasuk Vav, Tehayim Kalbush Kisisai, Al Harim Yamdu Mayim. So here, now where Hashem is, the Tehillim, the Melech is explaining, it used to be everything was Tehoim. Tehoim, and there was water everywhere. It was one big ball of the world filled with water. That's what Pasuk Vav is referring to, Tehoim. It was this water everywhere. Then comes Pasuk Zayin Ches. Min garazcha yenusun, min koramcha yechafezun, yalu harim yirdu bekoz, el mekoim zeh yisadet olahem. So then what happened was, Hashem made everything go in its place. And the Mamas Medayik, Yenusun, is a lashon of Nas, which is, comes from a lashon of being forced, like an oinus. And then Yichapezun is a lashon of doing it with its Ratzon. So the water had to go up against its will. That's against Teva, for water to go up. That's where Hashem wanted it. So Hashem put the water up. Then for the water to come down, that's Yichapezun. That's the Teva of the water to come down. And that's what's happening here. So Vav Zayin Ches, Vav, the water was everywhere. Then Zayin Ches, Hashem made the water go up and the water go down. One was Yenusun against its will, against Teva. And one was Yechafezun with its will, with Teva. Pasuk Tes, Gavul Samto Bal Yavayrun, Fa Yeshuvum L'chasa Yisaretz. And Hashem made boundaries. In the Bris Olam, this is its place. Everything has its place. Everything has its boundaries. And that's, therefore, the water did not come back and cover over the world again. Pasuk Yud, Hamshalech Mayanim Banchalim, Ben Harim Yehalechun. And then the water made what the Mayanois and the Nachalim, which is like the springs and the rivers down below. That happened after Hashem separated everything. Then came these valleys and springs. Pazi Gid Aleph. Yashku Kochaiso Sadai Yishbru Praim Tsma'am. So here we have that through the water, everyone gets its drinks. Everyone gets sustained. All the animals, all the fruits and vegetables, everyone is drinking this water, and that's what's sustaining them. Pazig Yubayz, Aleim Oif Hashemayim Yishkoim, Mibayn Afayim Yitnu Kol. So here we're tapping into the birds. The birds have a place to live, because now that the water has come down, it's safe for them to go out. So they're on the top of the mountains, where they're not in the water, but they're close, and they get watered on, and they get access to water, but they're not drowning in the water. That's Pazig Yubayz. Pazig Yigimel. Mashke Harim Me'al Yoysav, Mipri Masecha Tispa Haaretz. So here, what David HaMelech is saying is that from the tops, from like on Shemayim is where the water is, that comes down, that waters the mountains, and then the water keeps coming down to the land and waters the land. Yudalad and Tezavav, Matzmiach Chotzev Abhemav, Esev Lavoidas Adam, Loiti Lecha Minaretz, B'yayin Yisamach, Levav Enosh, Lahatzil Ponim Yishamen, Lecham Levav Enosh Yisad. So here's a key part. I would say this is perhaps a climactic part of this Tehillim, is Pazig Yudalad Tezavav, which is, now Hashem has created the world, and you have the water and the Shemayim in its place, and now comes the vegetation to sustain the world, which is the Deshe and the Peros, which is the grass, through the grass where the animals can eat. Then you have the Esev with the Minim, the grains, which grow, and that creates bread. And then you have what comes out of the ground, which is the fruits and the vegetables, which produces wine and oils and olives and things like that, which is like an additional tainuk. So we say like this, Hatzolas Panim, the Lashon of the Pasuk here is Lahatzol Panim, our face is glowing and shining, because Hashem didn't just give us sustenance through the wheats and the five grains, He also gave us like the extra credit. He gave us wine and oil, and that's what these two psukim are saying. We have the animal food, then we have the human food, and then we have the human enjoyment, excess, extra special things like wine and oil. But at the end of the day, bread is what sustains us. Tezayin, Yisbu Atzei Hashem, Arzei Levanon Asher Nata. The rain comes to water the plants, the trees, which is also for the need of people. Pazuk Yudzayin, Asher Sham Tzipar Mikanenu, Chasida Bereshim Besa. And the birds, they made their nesting on top of these trees, because that's a safe place for them. It protects them from everything. So they make their nest in the trees, and they have their protection. Yudchas, Harim Hagavayim La Ya'ilim, Slam Machse Lashfanim. So Hashem made the habitats for every animal. Every animal has its special needs, some strong animals, some weak animals. They all have to be protected. So Pasuk Yudchas is tapping in how Hashem has made a place for everyone. All animals have their own special habitat that they are safe in. Pasuk Yudtes, Asa Yireach L'mayadim Shemesh Yadam Mevoyoy. So now we're leaving the vegetation and the animals, and we're going back to the fourth day of creation, which is Hashem created the sun and the moon, and each one of them has their own special benefits to the world. The sun gives us light. The moon helps make the Moadim, right? We make all the Yom Tovim based on the moon. Also, it's good to have certain sides of darkness and light. The moon has both elements to it. It gives some light, but also has an element of darkness to it, which is also important for the world. Pazachaf leads into that. Toshes choyshech of hilayla, v'yitirmoz kol chayse yo'ar. So here we have the advantage of nighttime. Hashem made it that there should be no light at night, because that's also an important part of the creation. Chaf al chaf beiz, hakefirim shaygim la taref, levakesh me'al achlam, tizrach Hashem ha'sheyaseifun, so here we have the lions. They come out at night, they get their food, and then they go away during the day. And therefore, it's safe for them to come out. And therefore, Pasuk of Gimel, Yete Adam, now it's safe for the humans to come out during the daytime, and they're not going to be afraid of the animals. So what Hashem has done, is saying how there's certain synthesis between the humans and the animals, that the animals come out at a time that's safe for them, and the humans come out at a time that's safe for them. Everyone's getting what they need in their own space, at their own time. And Pasuk of Dalet, Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. We'll call this the second climax. Ma Rabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'chach Masisa Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha. after understanding how the creation of the world works and how everything is working in synthesis, you now can recognize a Chachma Hashem. There's so many animals. They each need their own food, their own habitats, and they each of them have it. And the animals don't kill each other. I mean, to a degree where they will be extinct, right? There are maybe perhaps some species that are extinct, maybe not. But the animals have been living without, you know, human intervention. Like, we're coexisting, humans and animals, after all these years. It's a tremendous chachma. So this pasuk is quoted, Ma Rav Masach Hashem, when you look at something pretty, you see the chachma Hashem, which is true. But the way the Malam explains this pasuk in context is looking at how there's a synthesis between the animals and the humans with their food and their habitats. That is the end of Chavdal. That's the end of Bria Sa'aretz. Then we go to Pasuk Chavhei, going to the sea. Zehayom Gadol Chav Yodayim Shom Remes Vein Mispar Chayas Kitanos Im Gedolos. So in the sea, you have large fish and small fish, and they're all in the same water. And here you have a lot of the large fish eating a lot of the small fish, but Hashem made it that the small fish reproduce so much, so many at a time, that they don't become extinct. So even though there's more, I would say, according to the Malbim, eating that's going on under the sea, they're still coexisting to a point where they're not eliminating the species of the other ones. So here you have people come with boats. They want to get the fish, and they have the ability to get the fish. They try to get the Leviathan. They try to get the some of the big fish from the sea. And at the end of the day, Hashem gave mazon to all the animals. And now this is including the fish and the humans who eat some of the fish as well. Then Pasuk Chav Ches explains it like this. There's three levels. There's titim lahem yukotun, tif tachiyarcha, and yisbun toiv. The mom explains three levels of sustenance. There's the yukotun, which is bitzimtzum, just exactly what you need. Then there's the sheferav from the tif tachiyarcha, plenty, abundance. Then you have yisbun toiv, which is extra. You have leftover. These are three levels of sustenance. Pazachaf, chaf, tas, tas yepanacha yibahelun, toisev rucha migvon. So here he's saying, if Hashem didn't give food to everyone, they'd all disappear. It's only because Hashem gave everyone, which is how these animals are able to exist. Otherwise, we would all just go away. Hashem gives the ability for new creations to come, to be born. Animals die, and animals come back alive, come back and are born. And there's like a chiddush. There's a chiddush, uschadish pnei adama. There's this hischachus amongst the animals, amongst everyone living here. Through this, through the Misa and the Chiddush, we're Makir Hashem. We see that there's this cycle that Hashem has created. Animals are dying, they're coming back, they're reproducing, they're living in harmony. This time, which way we can be Makir, the Kfait of Hashem. That when Hashem wants, he could destroy the world. And what Hashem really wants is to destroy the Rishon, but he could do anything. And we have to recognize Pasuk Lamed Dalid and Lamed Hey. Oh, sorry, that was Lamed Bay. Sorry, Lamed Gimel. Ashur Hashem Mechayoi Azam Lelchay Beoidi. We need to sing to Hashem. The Tzadikim are Makir. That's through Hashkach Hashem, they're saving us. Because Pasuk Lamed Bay is saying Hashem would like to destroy the world because of the Rishon. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel is appreciative, the tzaddikim are being appreciative of the fact that they were saved through the special hashkacha of Hashem for them. Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey, Yerav Alav Sichi Anochi Esmach Hashem, Itamuch Atam in Arat Rosham Or Einam Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Haluka, which is we now have to sing a shira because Hashem has saved the tzaddikim, he's destroyed the Rishayim. Now we don't do a dance when Hashem kills the Rishayim, but in our hearts we're happy that they're destroyed. And hopefully that the Rishon will learn, the Rishon that's still alive will learn and not to repeat those mistakes and to mend their ways. Okay, so this is a wrap on Perek Kuf Dalet. It's a huge Perek on Rosh Chodesh, we say it, because it's tapping into the Chiddush Olam, to the Brias Olam, the waters, the animals, the vegetation, the trees, the humans, the fish, how it all coexists and how there's this is Chachos. And that's where Ma Rabu Masach Hashem, we look at this world and we can appreciate it more. Capítulo Kuf Dalet.